Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Yusuf.
Hey guys, exclamation point. Firstly, I want to say thank you for all the resources that you guys constantly put out. I really got a whole different kind of reasoning because of you guys, and that helped me quite a lot, especially with the LSAT practice. I feel like I have a genuine grip on the LSAT and the questions, but I feel like the test nerves got to me every time I do a practice exam. Okay. My diagnostic was a 151, and I hit a 157 last week, but hit 150 today because I feel like I wasn't really giving that big of a shit for each question, and I feel defeated. Scores go up and down. I wouldn't think too much about this test. How the hell do I pick myself up from cases like this? I know what you guys are going to say, but I'm planning on taking the official test in October because I just feel that the 160s are right around the corner, but something just needs to click a lot better with practicing. I also want to find a way to take off the crushing weight of anxiety about the future whenever I'm taking practice tests. In short, I just want to feel free while tackling these questions and passages. Okay. Sounds like there's a lot of stress associated with this test that needs to be banished and a lot of, weight given to each practice test.
I have a few things to say to Yusuf. First, I want to say a diagnostic of 151 is awesome. Diagnostic of 151, you should be shooting for the 170s, not the 160s. I think you're really selling yourself short, Yusuf. We take people from the 150s into the 170s all the time. That's what we do. So you can do it, but you have to do the work. And I want to give Yusuf a little bit of tough love here because it sounds like, he says, I know what you're going to say, but... And here's the truth, okay? He started off by saying, I feel like I have a genuine grip on the LSAT and the questions. And I hate to break it to you, Yusuf, but you don't. You do not. Okay, 151 is a great diagnostic. 151 indicates that you got a lot of the questions right. You solved a lot of the questions, but there were a lot of them that you didn't solve. And for every one you didn't solve, there's another one, like the ones that you missed, the ones that you felt good about, but you missed. Well, there's another one that you probably felt good about, but you got right. And so you're deluding yourself a little bit. You're at a good level, but not great. And you can get to great with that kind of a diagnostic. You can actually get to great, but you're not there right now. And this, I feel like the 160s are right around the corner. That's why I'm going to take the test in October. You need to just forget about October. I don't care whether you're going to take it in October. You need to, though, right now, you need to get every question that you attempt right. And so, I wasn't giving that big of a shit about the questions. Well, because you think you've got such a good grip on it, the score is telling you that you don't. So you have to be realistic. You need to take yourself from good to great by doing the work that's going to be required to make sure that you actually understand those questions. Ultimately, it's your responsibility, Yusuf. You either get the question right or you don't. One question at a time. It's zero or one. You're going to get 0 points for that question or you're going to get 1 point for that question. And if you give a shit and if you take the time and if it feels like you're kind of letting your ego get in the way a little bit, feels like you're letting... your race to the 160s for October, you're letting that get in the way a little bit. You're thinking about the end result instead of paying attention to the thing that's right in front of you that is going to lead to that result if you do it correctly. It's just this whole endeavor is really just one question at a time. And I would challenge you, Yusuf, you got to set higher goals for yourself, like barely squeaking into the 160s. That would be lame. That would be a disappointment based with the 151 diagnostic. Squeaking into the 160s is like, oh man, bummer, wasted opportunity.
Yeah, I want to talk about that actually because there's this what is it? There's this tension, I think, sometimes for people, for, well, maybe a lot of times for people. We want you to shoot high, like plan on getting into the 170s, at least the high 160s.
If you start at a 151, I think, yeah, 170 should be your, like, because people go from 151 to 180, right? So I think mid 170s or just like getting into the 170s is a really good target for somebody who starts with a 151. Now, if you start with a 141, I might be saying, okay, so let's get to the 160s. Anyway, yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, I agree 100%.
Okay.
And I think this goal is worthwhile because it allows you to look forward and say, okay, where am I trying to get? We're not giving you specific numbers and you shouldn't even have a specific number, but you know, there's a lot of work in front of you and that's the direction you're heading and you can get there. You don't want to sell yourself short, right? Which is what law schools are going to tell you. They're going to tell you, hey, oh, you got a 157? That's amazing.
Apply today. That's almost to our median. We admit half the class have people with a 158 or lower. So 157 would be perfect. You know, they're just trying to get you to pay full tuition.
So I want people to have this goal and this expectation. At the same time, I think what Yusuf is doing here is focusing too much on that. I mean, you already touched on this, but like focusing on the score, right? Oh, I got a 151, right. Then I got a 157, then I got a 150. Oh, and now I'm deflated. You have to have this far-reaching goal that you're going towards, but recognize that today's goal is one question at a time and getting better than yesterday. That's what we're doing today. Today, we're not like reaching for the 170 and then upset that we haven't got there. We don't even care about practice test scores because we're telling people to do drilling and time sections and focus on the questions you got wrong. Focus on the questions you attempted. How many of those did you get right? Hopefully close to 100% of them. Those are your goals. So you have this like far-reaching goal, but all it is like a North Star that keeps you moving in that direction, but you don't care about anything else regarding scores, like official scores. All we care about is individual questions.
Yeah, when you're driving from San Francisco to New York, it's not like you're just thinking about New York the entire time.
And then cutting corners to try to get there like
you're
faster.
Not driving directly to New York and you're not getting there on any like your own timeline. You know, you're not getting to New York today.
Yeah.
You'll be getting to New York eventually, but you're going to be taking the twists and turns. You're going to be paying attention to the damn road on the way there. And so it's 1,000%. I want Yusuf to shoot higher. I also want him in the moment to forget about that entirely and actually give a shit about each question one at a time. Because it feels almost like an excuse. It's a little bit like a lazy excuse of like, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to insult or attack Yusuf at all, but I know this feeling that I get from students that where it's like, I crashed and burned on my test and I feel like the nerves got to me. Because I got a good handle on the test. I got a good handle on these questions. Really? Do you though? Because, you know, like you get them right or you get them wrong. And I have a feeling that Yusuf is trying to get to New York today. He's got to be doing way too many questions on his practice tests, right?
Yeah, he's like running to catch a flight and they're like, oh, we don't have any more seats. He's like, oh, shit. And then it's depressing. And now he's wasted all this time running off to the airport as opposed to just continuing on the road.
Right. There aren't any flights today. You going as fast as you can to the airport today is not going to help you get to your destination any faster. What you really need to do is get number one right.
Question number one.
It's really, you got to get that one right. And then you move on to number two. And it's very, very important that you get number two right.
Which is like changing lanes, right? You got to change lanes without hitting other people and then do that again and do that again.
Yeah.
Stop like looking at New York and like, oh shit, I just screened across three lanes and hit four people and wasted so much time. I mean, not to kill that analogy, but I do, what is it? Oh man. Oh, well, I don't remember what I was going to say, but just focus on the questions. Yeah.
And I really would like to talk people out of their like blasé, false self-confidence that they have about the actual questions themselves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like on the one hand, I agree with you. Okay. 151 diagnostic indicates you can do this, but it also indicates that you're not really doing it. You're not really doing it all the way because you're missing a lot of the questions. So you need to do it. You can do it, but you need to actually do it a lot, like a lot in a row. And when you do that, you're going to find that you're still going to miss some of those questions. And there's just you don't understand quite as much as you think. I still learn new things about the LSAT, and I've been doing this for 15 years. I insist that our teachers at LSAT DMIN ask questions of the community in our teacher Slack, right? Like, you've got to be getting yourself into the weeds sometimes, or else you're not a good LSAT teacher. You've got to acknowledge that there's shit you don't understand. And that applies to me, and it applies to Ben, and it applies to all of our teachers. It applies to people who score regularly 175. So it certainly applies to somebody who's in the 150s trying to make it to 155, to 160, to 165, and hopefully eventually for somebody like Yusuf to 170 or beyond. But you're just going to have to get there by actually doing it on every single question for like this long streak of time.
Yeah, I mean, you described this advice as tough love, but I hope, Yusuf, you hear it in a different light. It's actually a solution to your problem, right? Recognizing that you're not as good as you think you are maybe hurts in the moment, but it's also the doorway to now fixing the problem. If you continue believing falsely that you have a genuine grip on the LSAT when you don't, then you'll continually be distracted by other problems that aren't going to help you solve your score.
You're just not going to learn as much. I mean, it reminds me of me 5 years ago when I was writing a ton of logical reasoning explanations. You know, I wrote all those books of logical reasoning explanation. I was like constantly writing logical reasoning explanations, and I thought I was the shit of logical reasoning, which I'm pretty good at logical reasoning. It's true, but I didn't know nearly as much as I thought I knew. And it's evidenced in how many questions I would say, oh, well, this one is kind of bullshit. I think what they meant to say, you know, or I would be like, I really don't understand. You just don't worry about this one, guys. You don't need to worry about studying this question. It's like every time we get to that, where we're like, I think this question is broken, or I think that there's something wrong here. And you're just not interpreting it in the right light yet. You haven't actually like seen really the solution. Once you see really the solution, then it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And you're just deluding, like I was deluding myself into thinking like, oh, well, they fucked up on this one. I'm like, no, dude, ask Ben, ask all your other, ask Abigail, ask the whole teaching crew. And then it turns out like, no, it makes perfect sense. 9 out of 10 experts are going to pick the right answer here. So that 1 out of 10 expert, like you are an expert, but you're just not as expert as you thought you were. And I think the better you get, you know, the more humility you are. I hope I can have that. Even if I don't show it all the time, you know, that's like a goal for me to work toward. So yeah, I think Yusuf and all of our students should, they just have that little, like, take a little bite of humble pie and acknowledge that as much as you do understand, there are still things that you're going to learn. And that's probably never not going to be the case.
Yeah.
Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.